Yeah. Gee, I like mine. I felt like a sissy at first, but I thought, that's crazy. Boy, this is...
Well, they carry them all the time back east. I noticed in Chicago and around, and down in New Orleans where it rains nearly every day.
Mm-hmm.
They carry them.
Makes good sense.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
Keeps the crease.
Yeah.
What would you call that garment that your wife would slip on over her dress if she's going to cook?
Oh, apron?
Mm-hmm. And at the bottom of her dress where the clothing is bent up and then stitched?
Oh, hem.
Uh-huh. And if you break a button or something and can't close it, you put in a, for emergency uses, when there's
metal.
Oh, a
safety pin?
Uh-huh. And men's clothing? Now here I'm going to get some technical terms. Over your shirt, you'd wear your...
coat.
This isn't quite fair. And then under your coat, maybe you'd wear...
a vest?
Uh-huh. Is this what you called it as a boy?
I think so.
And then these would be...
trousers.
Or many other things.
Pants.
Trousers, pants.
Slacks.
Uh-huh.
Slacks are those which do not have a coat to match,
uh-huh,
in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
And
well, you'd have technical
suit trousers
distinctions here on
uh-huh
these, too.
Yeah.
And then those things that hold up your pants?
Suspenders.
We're using now
or galluses.
They
used to call them.
Did you call them galluses?
No.
What would you call those fuzzy things that a fellow running cows might wear, from suspended from the waist?
That's correct.
Or maybe they're just made out of hard leather to turn the brush.
Oh, chaps?
Uh-huh. If you get too much stuff in your pocket and it goes like this, you say it does.
Bulges.
Did you change that?
It used to be you'd buy a shirt and it'd be washed once, then it'd be too small and you'd say it's
shrunk.
I think you did.
Wheat,
I thought
sometimes
you did,
doesn't mature. And when it's still green, it sort of dries up and gets wrinkled, and you say it's...
You've lost me again. You got off clothing.
I don't know. Maybe fruit.
Shriveled?
Yeah.
Is that,
uh-huh. Quite frequently, this comes out swiveled.
Swiveled?
Yeah, it's all swiveled.
That's a different word altogether.
You get this from east to west, but
yeah,
it's just become swiveled. What would you call a fancy cover for a bed?
Bedspread.
What is this what you called it as a boy?
I think so.
And a heavy bed cover. One that's...
Quilt.
Mm-hmm. And would this have a pattern stitched on it?
Yeah, they used to, all the women get together and quilt,
uh-huh,
quilting party and so forth.
Do you have any special term for one of these that isn't stitched, it's just tacked from place to place, and there's stuffing in it?
That doesn't come to me.
Comfort or comforter?
Comfort, I've heard it. Yes, it was called that at home.
Well, what would you call it if you spread bedding down on the floor to sleep on it?
Pallet.
The land around here, how would you describe this land?
It's flat.
Any special term for land like this?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just flat and level, and if we go up in Colorado, we run into...
mountainous.
Uh-huh. Will you tell me when to fold up?
Okay, well, as long as everybody's being taken care of, we're all right.
Okay. Any special term for high, flat land?
Well, plateau.
And if a farmer has a field that he's grazing grass on for his cattle, this would be?
Pasture.
Pasture. Any other term for this, if he doesn't ever cut it?
Good morning.
No, I don't know.
Is the term meadow at all familiar?
Only from reading it in a book.
Uh-huh. What would you call low ground down in the river valley?
Swamp land.
How about good rich ground down in the low country?